MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Petri Weidenhuis from Herenia Capital Advisors. Petri, I appreciate the early morning time. Very early this morning when I woke up, Rand was 17.66. It slipped down to 17.74, looking strong, although that only takes us back to July of last year. My question to you is, what's your target on the Rand in particular? Because I'm looking at the dollar index, the DXY, and that is like smack on support that has been holding more or less since beginning of last year. Where are you looking for the Rand? What are your sort of short-term targets on the currency?
All right, short-term. I'm so glad you said that. Good morning, Simon. because it was such an open-ended, you know, what's your target for the Rand? I don't know. Well, how long is a piece of string? I think the last time you and I spoke about the Rand, we spoke about the good old-fashioned, very boring 200-day moving average. Yep. Now the Rand is actually below that for the first time in a while. And if we look at, you know, the type of movements that the Rand makes after it breaks beneath this 200-day moving average, it strengthens around, I guess, around 10%, depending if you, how you measure it. If you move it from moving average crush to moving average crush, that's around 10%. If you move it from peak to trough, then obviously it's considerably more, right? But it's interesting to sort of follow the breakout here. So we had a big range between 19 Rand 20 and 18 Rand 12, you know, give or take those levels around about. We've broken below that 18-12 support, and we've broken underneath the 200-day moving average. So those things are indicating to us that the at least call it medium, short to medium-term trend would be one of a strengthening Rand. And the setup that we see now, for example, last week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the Rand weakened, got close to one of the shorter-term moving averages being a 20-day moving average, got rejected there and strengthened like mad on Friday, right? Okay, that's maybe on the back of some economic data from the U.S., expectations of interest rate cuts, all the rest of that stuff. But that narrative, you know, changes very slowly, therefore sticks around for quite some time. So I think that this strengthening trend is here to stay. And as a, I guess, short-term target, you could probably say 16 Rand 82 would be the first target for the Rand. Right now, it's kind of entered into a support period. As you said, in July last year, it was down here, but only for like 3 or 4 days, right? So this might be a little bit of support in this area between sort of 1743 and 1770. In that area might be a little bit of support. But I think once we're clear of this, 1682 opens up, potentially even stronger depending on, you know, how strong the wind blows behind its back.
Okay, 1682. That's the one. And the DXY. I mean, I'd look at that. Am I overcomplicating my life when I start looking at the dollar index as well?
No, I don't think so. I think the DXY is a very good indication to look at if you are, or a very good thing to look at if you're looking for some sort of, you know, directionality on commodities, right?
Okay.
And also, I think it goes this way, the realm of conspiracy. You know, the end of the dollarization of the world might be coming to an end, right? We've been trading oil and all other commodities in dollars forever. Not forever, but for a very long time. And a lot of those agreements have sort of come to an end. So I guess we wait and see, you know, how fast the Saudis move away from a dollar-based oil, for example. And if that changes, the dollar index will continue to weaken. And I don't know, it'll be an interesting. So I think it's worth keeping an eye on, and it's a good leading indicator for a lot of the commodities. So we've seen the dollar index strengthening quite a bit, and the commodity price is softening on the back of that.
Yeah, I take your point. And it's just a case of, as well, I mean, if nothing else, you know, suddenly rates are down. Well, those 10-year yields are now, what, sub 4% in the U.S., so your money's got to go find a home somewhere else. Petri Weidenhuis, Herenia Capital Advisors, appreciate the early morning. This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.